Welcome to part two of a six-part screencast series about using the Feature Builder power tool for Visual Studio 2010. In part two, we're going to talk about adding the code, in which we're going to create a class library project, export the template, and then bring that template into our feature extension and use it as a way of launching our feature extension. So we'll start out once again by creating a new feature extension, file new project. And now we're going to create a simple class library project that we're going to turn into a template. So we'll come and add a new item. And we'll create a class library. And we'll call it feature extension 1 launcher. And we'll put something in here so we know it's our class library. We'll go to the Solution Manager and change the configuration to tell it not to build this particular library. Because what we're going to do is we're going to save it. We're going to go to the File menu and select Export Template. And we'll pick our Feature Extension 1 Launcher project. We'll leave the name the same. We'll say this template launches feature extension 1. We'll tell it not to automatically import this template into Visual Studio. And once it's done, if you look in the feature extension building solution, you'll see over here under templates, under projects, that there's a number of folders where you can put templates to create feature extensions. So we're going to create a new folder here, and we're going to call it My Feature Extensions. And then we're going to come back to the exported templates and simply drag this zip file and drop it into My Feature Extensions. Now, that includes the content into our feature extension, but we need to tell the feature builder that this feature extension launches the feature. So we'll once again open up the feature.commands DSL designer, and we'll go to the toolbox. And now we're going to select the Visual Studio template launch point. We'll drag that onto the designer surface and go look at the properties. And one of the properties is template. So we'll tell it which template we want here. And we'll navigate into our feature extension and say that's the one we want. Now there are a number of properties that are associated with Visual Studio template launch points. We're not going to get into all of them in this particular screencast, but just take a quick review of them. First of all, there's the template property, which we just saw. There's a property called isDefaultTemplate that says when this feature extension is expanded, should this project template be automatically expanded. You can use that to have one template to launch the feature extension and have another other default templates that also open simultaneously. Another important property is this feature instantiation property, which has three values: multiple instance, single instance, and none. And that says when you use this project template, does it instantiate the feature into your solution? Multiple instance means each time you unfold the project, you get a new instance of the feature in your development solution with a second set of workflow or a third set of workflow that can be in its own state. Single instance says that all of the instances of this particular feature extension share the same workflow. That can be handy for something like a workflow that allows you to build a data layer and a controller layer and a UI layer. And none says this project template is just a project template and doesn't instantiate the feature. There's also two other interesting properties where you can associate command bindings with the before and after the template is unfolded. So in before template unfold, it means that this command gets called before your project template gets unfolded into the solution. And after unfold template means it gets called after your project gets unfolded into the solution. For example, in the after unfold template, you could adjust and change which is the startup project in the solution. You could run wizards. You could do a number of things. But those give you the ability to manipulate the template unfolding process. That's all we need for this one. So now, once again, we'll control F5 and fire off the experimental instance of Visual Studio. And then once we're here, once again, we'll do File New Project. And you can see we now have a selection under Visual C Sharp called My Feature Extensions. And there's our launcher project template. Click OK. And there's our new feature extension. There's our process guidance for this feature extension. And so now we've created our own custom one. And here's our class. We take a look at that and see. There, in fact, that's our custom project template that's actually been unfolded into this solution. And that's it for part two of this series of screencasts for using the feature builder. In part three, we'll talk in more detail about how to create the map, the process workflow, and process guidance documents, and hook them all together with the code and the tools.